This is Millsy at Midday on 882 6PR.
It is indeed nice to have your company. Who wants to win a meal on air? Not far away. 23-3. Now, we'd like to thank all those people that have got involved with us on social media. It's been terrific. And it gives us encouragement for the next destination. So we're in Broome this week, and the boss said, I'm sending your producer up to keep an eye on you because he's very concerned that I might go up the rails here. I don't think that would happen. But anyway, Andrew's here, which is great. Now, I've sent him out on assignment, and he's going to do some things about Broome. And I'm pretty sure he's talking about time, and there's a thing called Broome time. So he's out and about, and let's find out what he came up with today.
Well, with just a week to go, I've finally managed to shoehorn my way onto Millsy's trip. Now, to justify the expense, with a traveller's guide to this beautiful part of the world. The first issue with Broome, that no one tells you about, is adjusting to the time difference. I know, I didn't think there was one either, but hey, what on earth is Broome time?
Broome time is where people just relax and you do things when you do them.
How do I adjust myself to Broome time?
You just relax.
Take it easy. Take day by day sort of thing. It's the only thing I know now.
Basically, just get up, go to the beach, relax, do the same every day.
Thanks, Melissa, Frank and Joanne. Now, Julius has lived in Broome for 50 years, which from what I can gather is about 130 Perth years. And there was something else I noticed about him too.
Broome time is Broome time. There's no concept of watch to it. Broome time is a very relaxed time because it's not like in the city, you know, hustle and bustle.
Tell me if this is not okay to ask, but I've noticed you're missing a couple of toes.
That's a long story. You wouldn't have enough time for it because that's a crocodile.
Is it really?
Well, yeah, of course it is. You ask my kids, you know, and they tell you all about it.
With my research complete, it's time to put what I learn into action.
Hi there. I'd like to make a dinner reservation, please.
Yep.
For two people, what times would you have available tonight?
Yep, we've got 6:30, 7 and an 8 o'clock.
And would that be Broome time?
Yeah.
All right, we'll lock in at 8 o'clock, thanks. What time is the crocodile feeding?
So the crocodile feeding is at 3 p.m, but the park is open from 2 to 5 p.m. daily.
And is that Broome time?
No, unfortunately, it's not Broome time. So for a 3 p.m. start, if you want to head out, probably at about just before 2:30.
The crocodiles themselves, do they live on Broome time?
Probably live on their own farm, giving that they're
animals. Well, Millsy, that's Broome time for you. And I'll see you, yeah, you know, I'll see you around.
Hopefully he comes back. Well done, Andrew Murdoch. And he'll have a few exposés about things that attract his attention. As you can tell, his Broome time, well, activity is a little bit different. And that's exactly who Andrew is, a little bit different.